It's comeback time, Rich. Let's talk about it on Today in Mortgages. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. We're talking about what's real, what's hype, and what you should actually be paying attention to out there in the world of mortgage and real estate news. It's Today in Mortgage. Rich, we're back with some decent news today. Let's talk about it. What are you seeing?
Yeah, we're seeing increases across the board on listings and mortgage applications. And, you know, it's all good stuff. Now, keep in mind, this is not a hype piece. This is just to tell you, hey, things are increasing. We're talking about increasing from a year ago, sure. Right? This time a year ago. So things are picking up. It's just we were so low a year ago that any improvement is great. So here we are to talk about it.
And any improvement is something we definitely welcome. So the article we're referencing here is from CNBC. The title is Weekly Mortgage Demand Surges 11%. As more homes hit the spring market. So obviously, you know, spring is typically the home buying season, but you said this comparison is to a year ago. So Rich, 11% is not nothing.
It isn't nothing. It's something great. And if you read through the article, it's really, you know, you've got more active listings, you got more homes for sale. So that's always good. And then if you dig deeper into the article, really the biggest bump come from FHA borrowers, you know, buyers using FHA loans, which generally tell you that these are first-time home buyers, which should be no secret when close to 50% of all purchases are being done by first-time home buyers.
Yeah. And Rich, I mean, what are some of the reasons you feel like people are finally jumping back into the market right now?
Well, I mean, it wasn't that, yes, of course, you know, the rise in interest rate pushed a lot of people to the sidelines because they could no longer afford, you know, what prices are today on homes, especially at the high interest. But it's just the interest rate's becoming more normalized now. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we all know the days of the 2.75s are gone and maybe the 4% interest rates are gone. And so it's becoming more normalized. People are just used to it. Rents are still high. So people are starting to realize that I would rather be owning my home than renting it. So that's another piece. But as more properties come to the market, more competition, all of those sideline first-time home buyers are like, wow, I just saw one for sale. Let's get after it. You know, so that it's just a lot of that happening. Everybody wants to own a home. Like, okay, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people want to own homes. And as they become available now, they're just going to come off the sidelines and get into it.
Yeah. So obviously there's some factors here, people coming back into the market, maybe some people moving, selling, finally just saying, hey, to heck with it. We got to do something. So people who weren't selling are listing their homes. We're getting some of those new builds in inventory. And so, you know, we're seeing some normalization of like, hey, things turn over and that requires transactions to happen. And so 11%, that's where we're at. It's
11%, right. And, you know, it wasn't attributed to the interest rate, right? It only dropped like 0.2% in rate. It's not that. It's that people want to buy homes. Some people have to buy homes, right? They're moving from one state to another because they got a new great job. So they got to buy because they got dogs and kids and, you know, they're accustomed to owning a home. So you have some of that. And, you know, you have some buy ups and some buy downs. There's just a lot of the normal stuff happening in our market. So I'm just happy to see it. But Michael, I really want to mention this. A big piece of this is their real estate partner and their mortgage partner really educating the buyers, letting them know that if you sit and wait, prices continue to rise. And as more properties become available, it's going to get super competitive. So I think people are trying to jump on it right away when they see a house that they like. They're just making an offer and getting after it.
Yeah. And Rich, I think that's really important to note. And that's something that we're always obviously trying to encourage our people, coach our own people on how to coach their clients, their borrowers to, you know, facilitate these conversations. Like what's reality, what you should be paying attention to. Hey, when is the right time to buy? And where do you need to get to be able to buy in this market? And so we've got lots of resources here, obviously coaching from Rich and more that we share with our loan officers here at the network. So if you're interested in learning more about how to become part of the best network of mortgages at Network Funding, reach out to us. We'll put a Grow link below that you can click to get all the information that you need. So Rich, I'll have a final stat here. You mentioned it, you alluded to it, but I just wanted to highlight this, that it says there were 14.8% more homes actively for sale in February compared with the same time last year. And like you said, those first-time home buyers are getting some relief here because it says, notably, homes priced in the $200,000 to $350,000 range grew by 25% from a year ago, outpacing all other price categories. So like you said, there is some hope out there for those first-time home buyers trying to get in that starter home at that lower price point, right?
Yeah, if they can find them. You know, so when those properties appear on the market, I mean, there's a lot of offers first day.
Yeah.
Great news, man. These are all green shoots that we were hoping for. So let's celebrate that.
Lots to look forward to out there. Lots to keep optimistic about as we continue into this new year that we hope brings new fortunes to our industry and beyond. So Rich, thanks so much for making us smart on all things mortgage real estate as usual. And thank you to everyone out there for watching, listening. We appreciate you and we'll see you next time on Today in Mortgages. Mortgages is produced by Network Funding LP, which is an equal housing lender, NMLS 2297. The content of this program is meant to be a commentary on mortgage and real estate news, and any discussion of rates and or products should not be taken as an individual mortgage or home buying advice or pricing estimates. And any commentary on this show should not be considered a promise to make a loan. All applicants for a loan must qualify, and you should consult a professional regarding your individual loan scenarios for your financial situation. Visit our website at nflp.com/licenses for all state licensing and other legal information.